Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Never miss a minute.
Download that podcast. Appreciate y'all listening. And welcome to the Final Four of the football. Bengals, Chiefs, and the Rams, Niners.
Who's up first?
That's an odd grouping of teams.
It is.
AFC. AFC at 2, yeah. NFC at 5:30.
Central, right.
Yeah.
Right. And yes, they do need to change that overtime rule, not just because of that game, all games. Everybody should at least touch the ball.
Yes.
Because then I think there's a two-point conversion. We're all freaking out at the end, you know.
But don't go college style. Don't do that start at the 25.
No,
crap.
They never do that.
No, no.
NFL would never do that.
If the first team gets a touchdown, the other team gets a possession.
Right.
And if they don't score, game over. Right. Fine. Yeah. But at least they both touched it.
Right. That's it. Just give them both a touch.
Just touch right.
Give them both a touch. That's it.
Yeah, that happened to the Packers 2 years in a row, a few years back, where they went to overtime, the other team got the ball, and that was it.
With these high-powered offenses, touchdowns aren't that they're easy to come by.
I'm even fine if they each score a touchdown, and the next time around, you got to go for two.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, in the playoff game, they'd have to do that.
Right.
It couldn't be a tie, you know. Yeah. You have to keep winning, right.
Well, you could even go sudden death after that.
No, then you're kicking it back. Oh, yeah, sure. It is sudden death after that. Yeah, you're right.
If both teams score.
Yeah, if both teams
just
score.
Just give them both a chance.
Right. Yeah. At least they both have had the ball.
Yeah, that means that team would go for two. Like, if Buffalo would have scored there, they might have went for two. Right. Didn't get the ball back, though. But, you know, hell of a game. They all ended on the last play, for that matter. All four of them.
Can Rodgers go to the Pro Bowl now?
Yeah, but he won't.
No.
None of those guys want to go to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
What was it, a couple years ago? Like, they send like 80 guys to the Pro Bowl, and they ended up having to select like 115 to get enough guys.
Yeah, my boys never laughed about that last night.
It's not Hawaii anymore. The Hawaii one was a free trip for all those guys.
Yeah, it's Vegas now.
And it's another way to get injured.
Right. Well, they barely play the game.
Nobody wants to play in that game.
When they were promoting the Pro Bowl, they're like, see the top 88 players in the league. I'm like, that really... Must be.
Yeah, but there was a time when, you know, the 30, 40 grand they threw at you was worth your while.
And a free trip to Hawaii.
And now it's a pay cut.
Yeah. And it's Vegas. They can go to Vegas anytime.
Yeah, the Hawaii thing was a big deal. It really was. They brought their families, hung out.
And it was after the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so the teams that played there could just go right out to Hawaii.
Right.
It was on this date in 19 and 22. You might remember where you were when the Eskimo pie was patented.
Don't eat those much, but they're excellent, you know.
That might be.
And all the variations on them.
100 years ago, according to some people.
What is the Eskimo pie? Like an ice cream sandwich?
Yeah. Chocolate on the outside. Well, you know.
Ice cream on the inside.
Like a Klondike bar?
That's it. That's an Eskimo pie.
Those are so good.
Just patented? Not executed?
The thought of it.
They already had it and they thought, oh, well, we better patent this.
Probably protect this.
Right.
This is a good idea.
Who knows?
Yep. Sounds good now.
Yeah. It does.
It often does. Yep. Trailer for the new Bill Cosby documentary suggests, quote, a lot of people knew about what he was doing.
It's called, we got to talk about Bill Cosby.
Yeah, we need to talk about Bill Cosby.
W. Kamau Bell. from these guys. He's had that show on CNN.
I think it's going to delve into the fact too that I think I watch it because it's not just about how people loved him, his public persona for years. I mean, shows him going back. I mean, Todd and I are the age when he was hosting Saturday morning cartoons, and we loved Bill Cosby. And then, of course, later on, you know, he became sitcom star, and you know, everybody loved his public persona, and he was a nut job.
What he was famously told Eddie Murphy that he was mad at him for swearing.
Yes,
right.
And then he's raping everybody.
Right.
That's different. That's different.
Jesus.
Not everybody. Well,
yeah. But
the trailer,
beyond iconic.
Yeah. The trailer was released Thursday details accounts of Cosby reportedly drugging and assaulting multiple women.
Like 60.
One woman said he'd been hiding in plain sight for years, dropping breadcrumbs about who he really was. You can see this on Showtime at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's going to be brutal. Yeah, we talked to Bill Cosby twice. He was funny, man, engaging.
He was a legend.
A legend, man.
Yeah, for a long time, I held that as one of the shining moments of this.
Getting Bill Cosby
like,
on.
Yeah. Those were amazing conversations at the time, and now, not so much.
We didn't talk to him about raping people, by the way.
No.
We talked to him about his work and his comedy, and he's a brilliant man. He's just a horrible guy.
And he had stories, was engaging, that's ruined.
It gets you to thinking, how many other people have we interviewed that have roofied somebody?
I hope not many.
Well, I'm racking my brain.
I hope not many.
And I'm giving everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Well, you'd hope zero.
Ideally.
Well, there was a couple where I would have been fine with
that. Yeah, there's some comedians we knew probably.
Yeah. I hope zero, but
Nick.
Realistically, it's probably a couple.
Thank you.
Not Nick. We've had 1,000 comedians in this place in and out over the years, and a couple of those guys roofied somebody.
One of them's a criminal. Yeah, I'm sure.
Probably more than one.
But you know what? The Cosby Show is on somewhere on DirecTV. It's on one of those channels that runs all the time.
Still.
And yeah, of course. I don't stop on it much because I've seen them all. But from back in the day, it's a great show. I'm still of the mindset that you can watch crap. You know, Michael Jackson's songs are good. You know, I don't turn it off.
Not only did he get mad at Eddie Murphy, he got mad at Lisa Bonet.
I know, for being doing Angel Heart. Yeah.
She
got naked in Angel
Heart.
That's right.
I thought she went ahead and got pregnant, too.
She got naked in Angel Heart.
Okay. I thought he was mad at her
for
booting Jason Momoa.
Yeah,
with me, it's like if I'm a fan of somebody's work, if I'm a fan of something and then something comes out about it, I can still enjoy the work. But it's like
too.
Woody ahead Allen, I was never able to get into Woody Allen because I knew that he was like, you know, banging his adopted daughter.
You're younger than us. Yeah. I
wasn't able to jump.
Yeah,
like, all the old Woody Allen movies are still great. I'll still watch them. But you're right. If you found out later.
If I knew that going into it, I'm like, let's see if this, you know, kid effer is a genius.
Yeah.
Like, no, maybe I just won't watch.
Well, he is a genius, but you're right. He's also what you said.
Right.
Right. And that's all you've known him as.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Researchers at Yale University are working on a virus-detecting clip. Small device now in development would alert the wearer when they are exposed to the COVID.
One of my favorite lines about Rodgers, because everybody piled on, was he did his own research on the Niners' defense.
Apparently should have done a little more.
Well, he's going to have a lot of time to do his own research.
Yeah. Yes, he will.
Researchers hope the clip will eventually be available to the public.
They got to at least check with Rogan.
Yep. Throw Rogan. You know, they're calling,
he'll get you
they're calling Rodgers Throw Rogan now.
Oh, I saw all kinds of conservative-leaning nicknames they've given him.
Yeah, I saw a list of those, too. They were funny.
Pennsylvania authorities.
Yeah, what's up with the monkeys?
Say all the loose monkeys have been accounted for.
Give them the story.
Following Friday's truck collision, the crash happened on a rural route when a pickup hauling a trailer full of research monkeys turned in front of an oncoming truck. Several of the cynomolgus macaque monkeys got loose. Authorities searched for the missing primates overnight as temperatures plunged well below freezing.
They're walking down the street
Snapping.
Yeah, snapping.
Not compatible.
Hey, with a monkey.
With monkey life.
A cock all over the street, right? I can say that. Where in Pennsylvania was this, Craig?
Danville, PA.
Okay. So was did they?
This is, I think, closer to Steeler fan.
Are they still? Are there still? Some
I'm sorry, Philadelphia fan.
Yeah, there is. Are they still? Is there still some monkeys missing?
No, they got them all. Three had to be euthanized. No word on exactly why.
Euthanizing the monkey last night.
Yeah.
Yep. They had to prove a point to the rest of them.
But they have gathered up all the monkeys.
And research monkeys go through hell, man. So I would have hoped they something got away. You know,
so I googled.
It was
Matt
a freezing
Matt.
Night. You didn't want them.
Oh,
to get
they would
away.
Have died. They would have died.
I wonder why they had to kill three of them.
And it's also known
well because
as,
they were the leaders.
Right,
look at them.
They were the leaders, man.
An example must be made.
They sliced.
They were in a wreck.
Yeah.
Who knows?
They were probably injured.
Who knows why they were in a wreck? You know, the trailer overturned.
Yeah.
So I Google map Danville, PA, just to figure out where it's at. And I almost and I go, oh, this is right where Tyler was, because I see Mechanicsville, and then I remember it's Pittsburgh and Mechanicsville.
Say it right.
So there's a Mechanics Township.
Yeah.
The Cynomolgus monkey is also known as the crab-eating macaque.
Whoa. They're eating STDs.
Yeah. It helps to have one of those, by the way.
Is that a is that a recommended treatment?
I don't know.
No, just eats through the crabs. No big deal. I have crabs. I don't care. I got a crab-eating
monkey.
Monkey, thank you.
What I'm saying, if you have the crabs, do they just give you that instead of, they give you, hand you a monkey instead of a shampoo?
Yeah.
Here, just let this dude go to town.
Just let him lay down here and pick him off.
Right.
Of you.
He won't bite.
I got some nits for you.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy to people who witnessed that collision.
I know.
You know, you see a trailer turn over, and they're like, there's a bunch of monkeys running out of that? Like, no, that couldn't
especially
be.
If you were high.
Yeah.
One story I saw that, you know, a couple people had, you know, stopped to help with this wreck because there's all these cages around. And one woman said to another, said, I think I just saw a cat walk by.
Oh.
And so she looked, and so the woman then looked into one of the cages and says, oh, no, that was a monkey.
No, ma'am, that is a crab-eating macaque.
That'd be handy.
I know.
I think so. Oh, it eats the crabs.
I don't care if you got crabs, honey. Mine eats them.
Where's that syphilis baboon?
In my pants. Quick, get out, man. We're free. Oh, it's freezing out there. Son of a bitch.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because monkeys aren't used to that kind of weather. Right?
Then you get back and they kill you.
Yeah.
The jungles of northern Pennsylvania. Not that temperate.
No, not this time of year especially. You know. Yeah, if they got out in the warm night, they would have been missing, I bet. And you're walking through the woods in Pennsylvania, there's a monkey. You're thinking, what the hell is going on?
And then in 10 years, crab-eating macaques are just an invasive species
exactly.
in Pennsylvania.
Right.
They've taken over.
A note for our Deadpool players.
Who's sick? Who's old?
Soccer icon Pele is at home and, quote, super strong, end quote.
That's a...
Following a colon tumor.
Oh.
Super strong.
His daughter gave the update. As some media reports have said, his condition had gotten worse. She said no.
No.
Super strong seems like overcompensating.
Hang on, I got that. Did he get worse?
No.
She was discharged from the he was discharged. Yeah. The 81-year-old was discharged from the hospital after undergoing chemotherapy.
Yeah,
he's been
super
in and out of the hospital.
That's a defense mechanism.
Since having surgery in September.
Yeah, that's a deflection.
She doth protest too much.
No.
Super strong. Recovering well, super strong.
I heard he was really sick.
Yeah.
Hope Pele is good. I don't want Pele to die.
No.
How old is Pele?
80, he said.
81.
81.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, did you see the Puppy Bowl this year? Are you looking forward to the Puppy Bowl? Snoop and Martha Stewart are going to be this year's coaches for the Puppy Bowl.
But isn't he like
going to be all over the Super Bowl?
He's going to be on both channels then, right?
Yeah, the Puppy Bowl's pre-taped.
I know, but it's at halftime, right?
No, it's before. It's like
before the game. Okay.
It's like in pregame.
That's a mockery.
Nick will be just freaking out because Chiefs about ready to play.
By halftime, they'll be down, so he'll be freaking out too.
You can look past the Bungles this weekend.
I don't know. Yeah.
Please do.
Look past the Bengals.
Yeah,
that dude's good.
Oh, he's good, but they're not. They don't have the.
They don't have their line sucks.
Well, they also don't have the experience.
Well, Jamar Chase is insane.
Yeah. No, they're a good team. Bengals are good.
Except for letting their quarterback get sacked, what, 9 times?
Yeah, they should have lost that game. Yeah. They should have lost that game. They're going to get killed. I hate the Bengals, too, so I'm not really care about that game. So if you beat them, good. I'll laugh at Josh Sneed. He's only waited his whole life for a good team, and I'm going to give him crap. He had a picture of him and his kids watching that field goal, and he put it on the social media. And I
saw that.
I said, I just can't hammer Josh. Josh is younger than me. He's never seen the Bengals be good. 88 there in the Super Bowl, but he's probably about 5 then.
You better be careful. You make too much fun of him. He's going to revoke your tolerable Steeler fan status.
No, yeah. Well, I didn't like being called a tolerable Steeler fan.
Obviously.
So. That's why you're not doing your job.
I hate the Bengals.
You're tolerable.
You're one of three in the club, man. Come on.
Yeah, me, Billy Gardell, and
Bauman.
Steve Byrne.
Oh, it was Steve Byrne.
Steve Byrne, right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Then it was funny when Josh Sneed was in town. And he's like, oh, I'm leaving there. I'm flying out here. I'll be there in time for the game.
They lost that one.
They got crushed.
Crushed that game.
Yeah, he posted a picture of the sunrise from the airport. It was all orange.
I know. Like, heading to Cincinnati.
Can't wait. 2 hours later.
Yeah, he was out at like 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
To get to that game.
Good for Josh. But they're going to be done this weekend.
Unless they're not.
It is odd to see a team like that that hasn't been around there in a long time, like in that position.
Well, like you guys a couple years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why we like the NFL. Unlike college football, it's not the same four teams all the time. Yeah. There will be one in the rotation for a period of time.
Well, I was thinking about this last night, the reason I've always liked the NFL better, but is that there's certain games that happen during the season, you have rooting interest because it affects the way your team. If I'm just randomly watching North Carolina play Texas A&M, I don't care.
Right, that's got no impact on your team.
But if there was 8 to 12 teams in the playoff, I'd go, hey, well, this team's got to lose, that team's got to lose for my team to get in there. And you put all those scenarios in your head, and college football fans don't understand that. Well, I should say experts, fans mostly.
Yeah. No, and it's college isn't going to get any better.
No, it's not.
It's going to be.
They refused it already because the ACC guy refused to do it, so it has to be unanimous.
They won't get out of their own way.
No.
There will be a dozen teams with money, and that's about it.
Yep.
Those are the only ones that will be in play for a college football national championship.
Yeah. The NFL just blows it away as a sport.
Well, on the
especially if you root for a really good team like you do, Nick, and have your college team is pathetic.
It is weird. That's something I don't want to take for granted with the Chiefs either. Yeah. It's just strange to see them after so many futile years. If one thing went wrong, everything went wrong.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear that anymore, Nick. You guys are going to go to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row. You're not underdogs
anymore.
Well,
it's insane.
Yeah.
You're hosting a fourth straight AFC championship.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Don't cry poverty.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you win every now and again when you have
it. Sorry, puss. Sorry about that.
A championship
puss.
Game.
Sorry about that, puss.
You're not.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Well, are the Rams expected us to run over the 49ers?
I don't know.
They looked really good.
Yeah, I don't know what the line is.
Niners beat them twice this season, so we'll
really,
yeah.
What was the line on last night's game?
That was a point.
2.5. Yeah, did it get down to 1?
I think by the time they kicked off, I think it was like the Chiefs by a point.
Bet the house on that.
So they're the only home team to cover. Nobody else covered, did they?
All the other home teams lost.
Yeah.
Early line, Chiefs are 7-point favorites. Rams seven. Are 3.5.
No respect at all for the Bengals. 7.
Yep.
I don't think that moves much.
I don't know. The Bengals, they might get some money.
Yeah, Bengal money.
They might get some money on them.
Yeah. Josh Need.
Oh, I guess it's that late, huh?
I didn't see what time it was.
Yeah. A snake wrangler.
When you said that, I looked at the clock. It still starts with a 7.
Yep.
Like, it's that late. I'm like, oh, maybe it's about...
A snake wrangler had been called to remove dozens of snakes from a house in Maryland.
Burn it down.
A man was found dead last week.
What? I missed that.
Where a man was found dead last week.
Oh.
The count stands at 124 snakes that had to be removed from the home following the discovery of the body of homeowner 49-year-old David Riston. There were some constrictors as well as some highly venomous snakes in the home, including cobras, rattlesnakes, pythons, and black mambas. The county animal control chief says the snakes were all well taken care of. Still, yet to be confirmed whether Mr. Riston died from a snake bite or a different cause.
Like being choked out by a snake?
It was a snake
for instance.
Bite, yeah. There was
where was this at, Craig?
Pomfret, Maryland.
Even if you're working for animal control there, you're not qualified to go in and wrangle cobras and black mamba.
That's your gig, man.
Burn it down.
That's the snake wrangler.
Yeah, take a flamethrower.
Yeah, they brought a snake wrangler in, right?
Okay.
Yeah. There was a house in this town a couple months back where the person had like 700 parakeets.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
What is wrong with hoarders like that?
Especially snake hoarders.
Yes, you know, that is by definition hoarding, what he does. Yeah, I don't get exotic pet guy to begin with, let alone exotic hoarder guy.
And how are you falling asleep with 600 snakes in your house?
No. Well, this snake wrangler, that's got to be a weird job. We just sit around and wait by the phone all the time?
Yeah.
Somebody's like, hey, we've got one.
Yeah, well, maybe there's a time of year that's wrangling season.
Yeah.
Your busy time of year.
Well, the monkey wrangler in Pennsylvania is not busy at all. Once a year tops. Once a year tops. Wrangle macaque. When you get a chance, by the way. All right. Well,
you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.